Fast Walkers is a new documentary that is now playing in high definition at selected theaters around the world. And it's available also as a DVD for only $19.95 right here on our website. This documentary was put together with care and intensity by Robert Miles, his son Anthony, and Bruce Jessup. Anthony, by the way, will be joining us later on in the show, but right now, on the line from Arizona, we have Robert, and from Germany, we have Bruce. First of all, welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you very much.
And I know, Robert, you've been going back and forth to Germany. You did most of the post-production on this, I guess, over there, or what?
Well, actually, right after shooting the shows, which were shot to a large extent in the United States, interviewing people both in Washington and throughout the area of the geographical United States, ended up going to Germany. We began post-production there. And Jerry, you know, we decided to tackle this thing in high definition, and that's been a challenge. And over in Germany, we set up to begin to do the editing, and we also continued shooting over there. So we do have some of the film that was recorded in Germany, but a lot of the post production occurred in Germany, and part of our team members came in. We have a great editor and associate from Bulgaria named Stoyan, and he came in, and we spent a month there working in Germany at our production facility there in Lübeck with Bruce.
Yeah, now, Bruce, I saw a picture of your wife on the bio there. Was she involved in this?
Yes, she was. She was the hostess of the show. And we wanted.
Now I know why Robert didn't ask me to do the talent. Because your wife's very pretty.
Yes, thank you.
I want to get right to this. Why do you guys call this DVD Fast Walkers? They are here.
Fast Walkers, first of all, is a code name that NORAD or some of the people within the intelligence community coined. To relate to UFOs that are picked up and tracked within our atmosphere. And there's reports that as many as 500 a year, but possibly even more than that, Jerry, you know, that they're actually picking up on radar. And so Fast Walkers was a title that we came up with, and we think that by giving it a world view, trying to let people know what's really going on out there, not just what the media is telling us, but by interviewing these top people from all over the world, we get this sense of what is really going on rather than the cover-up that we've been given by the mainstream media.
Yeah, you know, when we talk about the technical angle, since we started off talking about the high definition angle, and you're working in a high definition format, that would make it available in theaters. You plan to put it in theaters?
Well, our hope, Jerry, is that we do reach the mainstream public, not just the people that already know an awful lot about what's going on with UFOs. And we've created a film, and we've written a film and produced a film that tells the story and is gentle enough in the beginning that you can bring a person who doesn't have a lot of knowledge about UFOs into what's actually going on. And we would love to see it hit the theater circuit. As a matter of fact, we're talking about a theater premiere. Bruce and myself and the director, Anthony Miles, we're talking about a theater premiere just this morning.
Well, yeah, we hope something like that breaks. Now, when the DVD is available now, and as we do the show, and basically it's available a couple of places, but we'd like for them to come to shopjerrypippin.com and get it, naturally. But wherever it is going to be available, and how long is it, and tell me a little bit about the DVD itself, either one of you.
Well, we've got it's timed at 98 minutes, and some of it is compelling video footage, a lot of interesting photographs. As Robert mentioned before, we had this international flavor, and we were able to get contributors from Poland, England, Spain, Germany, so we have a nice European touch to it, so that people realize that this is happening not only in the United States or and Mexico and perhaps Brazil, but really everywhere. And this was one of the angles that we wanted to bring forth, that it's a worldwide phenomena. It's not restricted to any geographical area. And I think some of the speakers are quite well known in the UFO circuit, if I may call it that, and very, very well-spoken, intelligent, and this is one of the aspects that we had at heart. We didn't want it to be a circus of, information that isn't verifiable. I really feel that we've put together and assembled an extremely, extremely credible project, and I think people will appreciate that part of it.
Now when we talk about speakers and being part of a DVD, a lot of people think, well, this is just going to be a DVD where a lot of people are talking, and that's not really true. You have a lot of production elements in this. A lot of good visuals.
Yeah, we sure do, Jerry. We have
I mean, you cut my 50 minutes down to 45 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. We have not just you, Jerry. They cut me way down, too, and a lot of other people. But if you look at the website and you check some of the clips, there's some great clips from a variety of different people. But our animators... both Stoyan in Bulgaria and also Matt in British Columbia did some wonderful animations. Of course, there's a lot of footage. There's some stuff from Skywatchers throughout the world, some of their footage that they've been nice enough to contribute. So there's a lot more than just a bunch of people talking. However, I do want to stress that we wanted to bring to the general public a sense of being talked to personally by these top people. I think when you watch these interviews and you get in touch with the mood and the feeling that we attempted to create, and I think we successfully did it, is that you're literally sitting there meeting this person in person, and they're talking to you.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you really do touch the elements and the feel of each of these researchers and experiencers and people you talk to, no doubt about it. So my hat's off to you on that. It's a world view, really.
Yeah, you take a guy like Monsignor Corrado Balducci, who was the top person in the Catholic Church, who actually wrote the Catholic book on demonology, and you put him on screen there, and Paula Harris is helping translate, because of course he lives right across the street from the Vatican, and he's telling you that extraterrestrials are real, and he's speaking to a lot of the Catholic audience in the world, saying that it's all right to believe and to acknowledge their existence, that they're not devils, you know, and that the extraterrestrials are actually praying for us. His opinion.
And then Bruce.
At one point, if I may interject, this was a little bit astounding to come from such a person. He actually classified the humanity or the human race as the lowest on the evolutionary scale in terms of humanity. And I thought this was a bit of a bombshell to lay out there, but I guess in a lot of ways they're the ones coming to us more than us going to them, so they've got that angle on us in terms of advanced technologies.
So in other words, we're talking about disclosure really being addressed head on with this DVD Fast Walkers.
Yeah, absolutely, Jerry. I mean, disclosure is one of the major sections of the film. There's, you know, the way we address it is, first of all, that we say, are UFOs real? Then we go into, do extraterrestrials exist? Then we hit real hard, is there a cover-up? And we've got guys from all over the world commenting on that. A.J. Guevara there in Brazil. We've got Steve Bassett. Dr. Stephen Greer does an amazing job of disclosing information about the cover-up. We also talk about exopolitics. We've got Dr. Sala there, and he discloses the size of the hidden black budget and where the money comes from, how it goes. I mean, truly.
That's astounding as well. But you'll see the numbers on that, and it's practically not believable, but it's verifiable.
Yeah, and then we kind of sum it up, Jerry, with the fact that there can be a better world, and that by working together, by getting the word out, and also by hearing the stories of these actual contactees. There's a fellow by the name of Al Tolman, who's a retired aerospace engineer, and he actually has a telescope which he watches the moon with from the Phoenix area. And we have footage of the shadows cast by huge UFOs on the moon itself, and I don't think that's ever been seen before, to our knowledge.
I know you, both of you, have put a lot of work into this, and the rest of the crew as well. But I want to get to something about Bruce. A lot of people, we've had you on before, Robert, and Bruce Jessup. I are you an experiencer? Is that your interest?
Well, I have a number of interests. First of all, probably the first aspect of it is I had a very, very close encounter in 1974. I was driving between Montreal and Ottawa, actually from Ottawa going to Montreal.
Now you're a native Canadian, and you live in Germany now.
I'm living in Germany. Professionally, my career brought me over here, and I had a sighting which was, you know, no more than perhaps 100 yards away, with a ship that glided in front of us, literally. Completely silently. It was probably 2 to 3 times the size of a 747. This is back in 1974. And I got a real good look at it. So from that time on, it was such a shock to see that it really stayed in my awareness. And, two more times I had other sightings, but certainly not as close, as this one was.
Now I believe, met Robert Miles by listening to a radio show.
That's correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was something that clicked when I listened to Robert's show. Very, very interesting. There was something that I could feel intimately that I was connected to that whole scenario that he was speaking about. And I made a little bit of research and was able to find Robert. And from there we struck up a friendship, and I saw the ship on Robert's cover, the Safe Space One prototype, and I knew that I wanted to be part of this this adventure, because to me the whole UFO phenomena is the tip of the iceberg, and practically everything that we do on a daily basis is indirectly or directly connected to this phenomena. And at the very end of the movie, we make that point rather clearly. And our ideas were to actually create a series, starting with that, going into other aspects of society, other hidden aspects of society, as they exist, and when we go full circle, they're going to take us right back to where we started with the UFO phenomena.
You bring up something interesting I want to ask Robert about, and that's the name of this company, Safe Space.
Right.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Safe Space is actually a state of mind that an individual creates as he begins to not only dwell in that reality, but also begins to manifest that reality on a planet level. As many people have brought out, Alfred Weber does it very, very well, is the planet now lives in a permanent warfare economy state. And it's all about enemies, destruction, killing.
Was Safe Space a book originally, a science fiction book?
Yeah, Safe Space was a book which I published, which was based on my own extraterrestrial experience that occurred in 1971.
We have that over on our website, and we have a link from this page to it as well. You get into that story quite well. Was your experiences, Bruce, anything similar to what Robert was doing in this book?
Well, it was in the sense that we both had a recognition of something tremendously profound going on that's not really spoken of. And Robert's experience was physical as well, and I've had other experiences which I would have to call more transcendental, not in a religious sense, but in a sense of transcending the everyday boundaries of perception. And I've had a tremendous amount of inner contact as opposed to a projection where it would appear to be outside of myself. And for me, I've come to the conclusion at this point, because the conclusions can change, nothing's set in stone here, but that the whole phenomena of UFO isn't just interplanetary, but at some point it's going to be discovered more and more that it's actually interdimensional. But before I say interdimensional completely, I would like to explain what my view is on that. When you talk about interdimensionality, it's only due to the restriction of our senses. So there appears to be a wall or a barrier. But I would view the entire creation as unidimensional, as opposed to fractional. It becomes fractional because of the restrictions of our physiologies. And once that limitation starts to dissolve, it becomes a multi-dimensional universe, as opposed to just every day, you know, going to work, watching TV, going to a football game, shopping. It's that's truly just the very, very tip of the iceberg. The rest comes by an expanded awareness, consciousness, and a lot of that is also an educational process, because most of our lives we're only taught the becoming process, in sense of the education that we receive is always gearing us to becoming, but never to the sense of being. And that beingness in itself makes the whole difference in terms of perception or how one perceives life. And hopefully Safe Space can address some of that direction in order to allow people to get some of their power back, instead of simply projecting into the game and being animated very much by as cats would be entertained with, you know, simple things. I think humanity unfortunately has gone that route, and part of Safe Space and my participation in that is hopefully to contribute towards a certain awakening where people can get their power back in a multitude of ways. So,
and Robert, I know you more or less agree with that complete statement.
Right, I certainly do, and Bruce's contribution has been tremendous. And Bruce has brought in, Jerry, you mentioned Safe Space, and we have a sister website, safespaceproject.com, where we outline that what we're looking to do is to create a team of people like yourself, Jerry Pippin, who become Safe Space team members and help bring about this vision of a better world, and by working together, changing reality, and again, getting away from all the fear and getting more into the ability to create and to be at...
After living with this for a while, both of you, I would have to say both of you are optimistic about the future.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, we're optimistic, but by the same...
I'm not so sure I'm that optimistic.
Well, I'm optimistic in the sense that if we don't act on it now, certainly if we leave the next generation not informed with the kind of control that's coming and the kind of trickery that's being laid on humanity... yeah, we'll be in trouble. I'm not feeling so optimistic in that sense.
Yeah, that's more or less what I was talking about. But Robert's got a good point that we can change it, I guess.
Well, we can change it, and I think that's getting back to the purpose of Fast Walkers is to get the information out there that people can connect up with the Internet, Jerry. Look at the power of the Internet. Look how the people you reach all over the world with your show. And if people can just connect up and not only support this project, but support all the great work that people like Steve Bassett, Dr. Greer, Albert Weber, you know, and share the stories of people like Dean and like so many, many others that you know, like Jim Mars and everyone, if they connect up, we can change the reality. Nothing can stop the light of truth. If we can bring it, and if everybody will pitch in, you know.
The name of the documentary is Fast Walkers. They are here. UFO and alien disclosure. I wanna get to that part of it. You mentioned the Catholic Church, and we mentioned governments, not only U.S., not only there in Europe, but everywhere. Seems to be a unified cover up. Why? Or am I misreading that?
No, you're reading it very correctly. I think why is that it's not addressed in depth in the documentary, you know, simply because there's just not enough time. So that's why we had thought of a series. But on your dollar bill, on the back of the dollar bill, is a huge indication of what I think is a almost a designed subtle imagery of what we're up against. And basically, the capstone are humans, physical humans, that are actually manipulated. Again, I go interdimensionally, but only on that in respect to the limitations of our physiologies. And the all-seeing eye is, I wouldn't say in God we trust, but rather with the manipulators that are actually controlling the people at the top of the capstone. If you notice, the rest of the stones, as you go down the line and at the very bottom, most of the stones hold up the rest of the pyramid. And I think that really tells the story of humanity where, you know, 99% of the people hold up the semi-elite and the elite, the so-called elite, you know, with the bloodlines. And if you look into the bloodlines, even the U.S. presidents are all involved in this type of scenario that we'd like to bring out at some point. It's already been brought out. Hopefully we can add to it. But it's a tremendous, tremendous education that we need to bring to people's awareness. And even though it sounds, you know, in some cases crazy, it's factual. It's there. And I've spent a great part of my life in the media, and, you know, literally 40 years, and I know how it operates. And over the years, it's become more and more and more controlled by fewer and fewer people, and as the control gets tighter, so does the truth. And as you know, mainstream is basically, as we receive it at this time, propaganda as opposed to information or truth.
I know both of you, when you started this, you wanted to get the truth out. And did the truth change? In other words, what you started with 2 years ago, Robert and Bruce, were there surprises?
If you allow me to jump in again, maybe I'm speaking too much, but here it goes. I would say that as we progressed into the film and, you know, listened to other people's experiences, other researchers, you know, 20, 30, 40 years experience in the field, to me, what I suspected just became more and more obvious that this is actually factual and not a fantasy. And I would say that the 2 year production time or the 18 month production time basically solidified some of the experiences and beliefs that I had.
I understand what you're saying, Robert. When I first met you 18 months ago, or maybe a little longer, in Laughlin at the UFO Congress, and you were bringing people into one of those back rooms, and you had a studio set up for interviews, and you did this repeatedly many places around the world, Your ideas about these researchers, many, I guess, you admit for the first time, did they change, or pretty much were people saying what you suspected?
Well, you know, not only did they say what I had already believed, but they reinforced within me the feeling that there is hope out there, because some of these people are literally giving their entire careers over to making these truths known. And because I have had a personal extraterrestrial experience where I physically and emotionally and mentally was in contact with one of these, if you want to call them species or alien types, I personally had that strength and that knowledge going in. Now, many of the people that I have met have not personally had that kind of a contact, and I didn't even disclose to them until after the interviews and things that I had personally had a contact. But not only did it reinforce my belief, it expanded my belief and just astounded me about how much knowledge and information there is out there if we can just get it known to the public. And of course, you're contributing to this. We thank you for this opportunity, and also for all the help that you will be and have been in the past and the future.
Now, when we talk about, thank you very much. When we talk about this, and I think this is a classic DVD documentary on the subject, and it's classic not only because you took a lot of time with the research and the content. But the presentation, the production is first class, really first class, and I cannot urge people enough to investigate it. I know we have a trailer, and that still, even though it's very good, doesn't give justice to what this DVD is all about.
Yeah, and if they want to go up and they click on the different people's bios, this is actually a resource, not just a DVD, Jerry. On this DVD, we've actually put the bios of the different individuals that have sent us information, their contact information, and a bit more about them, as well as if you're on a high speed, you can get a short video clip from each of these individuals' comments and commentary. And we think that this will allow people worldwide, if they want to reach these people and stuff, to be able to do that.
Yeah, one of the things that we took great care in doing was to make sure that all of these contributors and researchers that have spent huge amount of time, energy, and effort, and tremendous amount of funds out of their own pockets to get them to give them the best exposure possible. It was more of integrating them into this safe space where people can express their experiences, their opinions, their research in a positive way, in a way that is not competitive, but integrative. And this was one of the very important points that we wanted to bring out in the DVD. I mean, for most people, I think, realize that the mainstream view on UFOs is very juvenile. I don't think that many people buy into that type of perception. It's one of denial. It's one of negativity. It's one of basically just laughing at people's experiences. And I think it's time to put an end to that and give the true point of view. And I think we've succeeded in doing that with the Fastwalker files. One gentleman that I wanted to, while Robert was talking about his experience, which I thought had phenomenal experiences, were Charles Hall over the period of many, many months, if not a couple of years, out in Indian Springs. And his story is also very, very fascinating, and we were very happy that he took the time to share that with us as well. Another gentleman, Jim Mars, absolutely great researcher, tremendous integrity, It was really a pleasure to have all these people on, and we've listened to the, obviously editing, and it was a tremendous experience just to see the soul that these people have put into to this disclosure.
Bruce Jessup on the line from Germany, and from Arizona we have Robert Miles. Later in the program we will be talking to them about some of the technical aspects of the DVD and the high definition film, and we'll bring in Anthony Miles, Robert's son, who's one of the better tech guys around in the TV and movie business today. I'm Jerry Pippin. Don't go away. Another half hour coming up. Fast Walkers, UFO and alien disclosure.
Words you were never meant to hear. Photos you were never meant to see. Video you never knew existed. People you were never meant to meet. Things you were never meant to know about.
Out in the universe, they were horrified. They said, "Oh my God, the kids have found the matches."
We are being engaged as a planet and as a species by other beings.
The biggest secret in the history of our world is about to be revealed.
We're dealing with a big, big story. As I said, if it was that simple, it would probably been out sometime.
No one has produced a higher quality, better produced DVD anytime, anywhere. On sale now.